All right, nothing's going to bring me down today. Yesterday is one of the best days I've ever had in a long time. Today we have some guests coming in, and let's paint a picture here. In front of me, I'm in this board. There's like 20-something levels, things that I have to push up.
Uh-huh.
I don't know which ones to push up anymore.
It looks like NASA, and we have it down, you know, for 20-something years we've been doing this.
Right.
But they moved everything around.
Everything.
Rocket doesn't know which mic button goes with who. I'm just happy that you can hear my voice right now.
I'm going to be fine. It's just weird because you are now in a different position.
I'm sitting in a different part of the room just for today so our guest could have his guitar all hooked up. He's coming in to play his bass.
And then Tara's still there where I really can't see Tara anyway, so I'm okay with that.
Teresa being on my left side makes me feel like I'm rubbing my belly and patting my head at the same time. I can't really do this.
And I'm actually not like you two. I can adapt. I'm not OCD. However, I don't like this microphone. Because I can't adjust the height of it. It's either too high where I am looking at the ceiling,
right,
or it's so low and then I let go of it and it hits me in the face.
I'm going to post a video of that soon so everybody can enjoy it.
I'm going to have to literally hold it with one hand and then try and work my computer because I can't, like if I leave it up high, I can't see my screen.
See, here's the thing. I've been working
with
Teresa.
Could you hold my computer above my head, Tara, please?
Yes.
I've been working with Teresa since she was 18 years old. I think she's developed some OCD tendencies. I'm not saying OCD, just tendencies.
No, this is just an annoying microphone.
She's being punched in the face. I don't think that's OCD.
I'm being assaulted here.
All right, next hour we're going to play our game. It is our, this is pretty cool. Holiday hookup.
Yep. Can you say the word when you're not in the right position?
It's really jacking with me. I'm not going
to
lie to you.
Yeah, we're giving you a chance to win a trip for two to New York City to meet Haley Steinfeld for her 21st birthday. Gift cards to Sunfresh and Target, cleaning from the maids, his and hers matching luggage, his and hers matching holiday pajamas. The way you win, you have to guess how much would all of those things cost. Exact amount, dollar and cents. Guess correctly and you win, and your first chance will be after 7.
Mix 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
I really wish you could see me. I'm standing, I'm leaning up against the mic or the wall like I'm super cool, holding my microphone, trying to move my computer around.
You're casual.
I wish you could see me. I'm looking at buttons. Whenever I get in panic mode, I do this.
And your voice cracks like Peter Brady.
Teresa knows, this is what I do.
All right, so I'm excited that we are going to have Lady Gaga's bass player and music director in studio, not only because he's going to play, but we have to ask him about this story. Lady Gaga stopped a show over the weekend after she saw that a woman in the audience got hit in the face and was bleeding. This is the actual audio.
I just looked over and I saw, are you doing all right? Oh. Okay, so do you need a paramedic? They're on the way? Okay. What's your name? Meredith, I'm so sorry that you got hit in the face and that you're bleeding. We're gonna make sure that you're okay, all right? I think she's gonna go off now to see the doctors. What we all need to remember is that there's some things that are more important than show business.
Oh, that's
so, there you
so
go.
Cool.
You want to go backstage, get hit in the face at a Lady Gaga show.
Easy.
All right. I have to warn you, this is going to be hard to listen to, but I have to play it.
Our show?
I've already cried 3 times. Yes, that too. Jimmy Fallon is back at work on The Tonight Show. And of course, he had to open up last night and acknowledge the fact that he lost his mom and give her an emotional tribute.
As some of you know, my mother, Gloria, passed away recently, and I canceled our shows last week to be with my family and make arrangements. She was the best audience. She was the one I was always trying to make laugh, and she was such a fan of the show and everything I did. When we were little, my mom would walk us to the store near my sister, and we would hold hands, you know, and she would squeeze my hand 3 times and say, I love you, and I would squeeze back, I love you too. And last week, I was in the hospital at her side, and I grabbed her hand, and I squeezed, I love you. And I just knew we were in trouble, you know. But I feel so grateful to be able to do this every single night, and I'm very appreciative of all the support from all of you that my family received over the past week. We're gonna continue to work really hard to bring some light and some laughter into the world. Thank you for watching. Thank you for helping me and my family recover from this loss. Mom, I'll never stop trying to make you laugh. I love you.
More toast.
Why did you do that so early in the morning?
I can't see my computer screen anymore.
But see, this is what Teresa taught me years ago. This is why I am the I love you guy now. It's something you have to say.
Very precious.
She taught me that years and years ago.
Yep. All right, hold on.
Okay, breathe. I can't see everybody.
All right, GQ released the covers for their annual Men of the Year issue, and one of them went to Colin Kaepernick, who they've named their Citizen of the Year. And I guess whether you agree with what he's done, the whole kneel movement, whether you agree or not, you have to admit it's obviously been a giant influence on a lot of people. It's created a huge movement. He didn't do an interview, but he's on one of the covers. And they also have, let's see, Gal Gadot, the Wonder Woman of the Year, Stephen Colbert is the Bad Hombre of the Year, and Kevin Durant, the Champion of the Year. My favorite show ever, Gilmore Girls, A Year in the Life. It may be continuing. The show's creator said Amazon has given her the freedom to make more episodes, and she is willing to if both of the stars, Alex Bledel and Lauren Graham, are on board. The four-part revival aired last year on Netflix. And it was the semifinals on last night's episode of Dancing with the Stars, with just 1 week left until a winner is chosen. The show had to say goodbye to Victoria Arlen. She's the one that's an ESPN reporter, and she was basically in a coma for years and was paralyzed and came out of it and has made almost, I think, a full recovery. And it was very emotional for her.
Can I just say, I know I can tell, obviously, this is upsetting, but you have been amazing. Yes. You are one of the most inspiring people I've met in 25 seasons. And more than a mirror ball, think about what you've given to thousands of people who might have given up hope. That's a greater gift than we could have ever given.
I want to say thank you so much to Victoria. Thank you to the show for trusting me with such an amazing young woman.
It's been the most emotional tabloid trash we've ever had. It's brought to you by Hamburger Berries, their new winter lunch menu gives hundreds of options. Entree, side dish, drink, only $9.50. So hot, so convenient, so good. Hamburger Berries, eat, drink, and be merry.
Mix 93.3 is gearing up for the holidays with the Holiday Hookup. Ho, ho, ho. Correctly guess the price and win it all. To New York City to party with Haley Steinfeld at her 21st birthday party. Travel in style with a new two-piece luggage set. Sleep in the city that never sleeps in his and her matching PJs. And load up on whatever you want with gift cards to Sunfresh and Target. Plus, just in time for the holidays, get your house cleaned from our friends at The Maids. Here's how to win. Just listen to Mix 93.3 each weekday during the hours of 7, 11, 1, 3, and 5 to guess how much the holiday hookup is worth. Get the exact price right, and you'll win it all.
Whoa! Yes!
But don't worry, we'll help you find out if you're too high or too low. Name the exact price and win it all. The Holiday Hookup, Part 1, all from Mix 93.3.